This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about today's show because, as you all know, I am a big advocate of understanding sort of in the environment where these sneaky little toxins are, where we get exposed to them every single day on a low level, and I think they accumulate over time. I mean, it's in the research. Joe Pizzorno just wrote an amazing book called The Toxin Solution and basically has identified environmental toxins as a huge contributing factor to the driver of chronic health issues in our country. And, you know, part of the reason why I am an advocate of quote-unquote mindful medicine is that I know for a fact that there is more information out there, let's just say, now, seriously, more than ever, about how to be well, about, you know, there's trackers, there's devices, there is blogs and tweets and posts and white papers, and there's so much marketing on just health and fitness, but still, our chronic health issues seem to be on the rise, and the predictions that we see for things like diabetes and obesity, in 2050 are just, I mean, they're remarkable to me. And so I'm always scratching my head going, well, what's that gap then? There's so much information, what's going on? And I do think that when we think about environmental pollutions, we look on the outside. I'm going to bring on our guest, Nate Bellino. He is the founder of Home Lab. Now, this is something that came through probably on a list that I was on. And, you know, I, like you, get tons of emails a day, probably, and this one caught my attention. I clicked on it, and I'm actually looking at my ebook, How to Create a Healthy, Non-Toxic Home, and it's an ebook from Home Lab, because this show is all about reducing the pollution in your own home. And the cool thing is that these are things you might not know about, so increasing your awareness here, folks, so listen up, because Nate, he carries a graduate degree in energy and the environment from Duke University and is a certified building performance professional. Over the past decade, he's helped create thousands of healthy, efficient homes across the United States. Nate, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, this is really important stuff. How did you first get involved with creating healthy homes?
For the last decade, I've been working with programs to create healthy and efficient homes professionally. But what really started the process of beginning Home Lab was my wife had some health issues, and while I was creating healthy, efficient homes, she contracted and was diagnosed and successfully beat cancer twice. And so while I was trying to create homes for other people, I knew that our home really mattered. And so when trying to create a healthy environment for her while she was going through and post-treatment, what I realized was that, as you mentioned from the onset, there is so much information out there, some of it contradictory, some of it confusing. And there is, you know, the way that you can go about creating a healthy home, it doesn't have to cost much, but at the same time, you need the right information, and it's helpful to have a guide. And so we created Home Lab as a result. So everyone can have a healthy home, because it shouldn't be a luxury, and it shouldn't, everybody should have access to this.
Yeah, because first of all, wow. And I'm so thankful that your wife has successfully beat cancer twice, and for the work that you do, because we think about when we read about hormone disruptors and chemicals in our environment that we've been really dependent on in the past decades and such. But you think when you go home, you know, for me, when I go home, home is like where I love to be. It's my safe place. It's comfortable. I've decorated it, you know, in a style that, you know, I just like to lounge around. I've got animals, and it's, I think it will be interesting for folks to understand that their home might not be as healthy as they think it is. And that I think is one of the most important things. So how can you help people tell if their home is healthy?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, in general, you hear the stat quite a bit that, indoor environments are 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor environments, based off of an EPA study back in the 80s and still holds true today. And, you know, what we're finding is that, Home pollutants, home toxins are a pervasive, impactful issue. And the first step, is to identify what pollutants are most, most important and most prevalent in our home. And so, there have been a couple different studies on common pollutants inside a home and ranking them in order of health impacts. And so the first one we see a lot of is called PM2.5 or fine particulate matter. And this you most often associate with outdoor pollution. This is one of the key outdoor pollutants that we hear a lot of. But what's happening is that these outdoor pollutants are coming into our homes. We are actually generating this fine particulate matter inside our homes through certain activities. And it's being stored inside our homes through a lot of our soft goods or fabric goods that act as reservoirs almost. And so that's one key pollutant. The other is so volatile organic compounds that we all most of us know about now is an indoor issue. It's not the indoor concentration of volatile organic compounds is 20 times greater indoors than it is outside. So
see, I would have never. I mean, that even for me, literally, that is a wake up call. It truly is.
Yes. So about a third of the VOCs that we see, a good chunk of them is formaldehyde. So formaldehyde is a known carcinogen, and what's happened is that all of the pressed wood products that we've become so dependent on, from a manufacturing standpoint, think of the wood floors now that are usually pressed wood or composite wood. Think of all the furniture that is, the cabinetry that is, and this pressed wood needs to be adhered or it needs to bind somehow, and the formaldehyde resin that binds it then off-gases the formaldehyde into our environment. Not to mention the stain that may be put on it, maybe a formaldehyde resin as well. So, that's another area that we see a lot of and try and help people with. And then finally, the other big one here that's worth note is nitrogen dioxide. So 55 to 70% of homes with a gas stove, and let's face it, good cooks use gas, right? And it's an important part of, cooking is a very important part of a healthy lifestyle. However, we also need to know what cooking does in terms of our indoor environment so we can manage it appropriately. So 55 to 70% of homes with a gas stove without a stove fan, with a stove fan that is not vented outside, or with a stove fan that is vented outside that is not used, which is a very common issue, have elevated nitrogen dioxide levels inside their home. And so, we work with people to identify what the real issue is, if it's a VOC, if it's a particulate, and then go about helping them reduce their exposures to all of these toxins. And, I haven't mentioned mold, I haven't mentioned radon, there are a number of others, but those are, three of the big ones that initially come to mind.
Sure. And it's so interesting because, I think cooking is such, as you said, it's an important part of a healthy lifestyle. People doing things in their home to increase the health and wellness of themselves, their family, cooking, certainly growing their own food, etc. But then knowing these things, we can really up the ante when it comes to putting this all together. And I think awareness is so important because you even said that one of your customers didn't know if waking up with a sore throat in the middle of the night or her morning headaches had anything to do with her home environment. And, I see people in my clinical practice all the time. And it's so interesting to me because honestly, over the past decade, I would say that more and more I'm getting involved in understanding environmental influences in my patients presenting symptoms because 9 out of 10 of the cases, it's at least a contributor. It's at least something we can identify and help reduce and also remove. So how do you go about starting to help people reduce the exposure in their home?
Yeah, so good question. So the first step is the diagnostic. So we need to understand what problem that we're dealing with. Now, the good news here is that there are two improvements that have been made over the last couple years that helped us out. So one is they found that certain home characteristics that are designed to help or hinder the escape of pollutants or hinder the infiltration of pollutants or reduce the generation of pollutants can be identified just by going around your home and looking at it. And so the EPA has developed an Indoor Air Plus label for that looks at home characteristics of new construction. And the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, in conjunction with the DOE, is starting to develop an IAQ or indoor air quality score that looks at all the characteristics of your home and then gives you a score of, okay, you know, this is how clean your home can be given, you know, the stove fans and bathroom fans and ventilation systems and things like that you may have in your home. Now, the other really exciting development is that we now have access to low-cost monitors that we haven't had before. So over the last couple of years, a number of monitors have come out on the market that for $100 to $300, you can now see what the pollutant levels and toxin levels are inside your home. So you can see what level of PM2.5 you have. You can see what level of VOCs you have. And they're getting better and every year. And so, you know, by looking at your home characteristics and by getting a monitor that can identify exactly what problem you have, then you can go into, okay, well, there are some great ways to remove particulates, for example, if your problem is PM2.5, and there are great ways to remove or dilute VOCs if that is the issue. And so the first step is diagnosis, and then after that there are, you know, certain behaviors that we can start to change. And I think, you know, our message here is more one of hope. You know, let's be aware of the issue, but also there's hope in that, you know, all the decisions and activities that we make and do inside our home can impact the level of exposure that we have.
No, that's amazing. I mean, I think that it's so important these days because if we don't, like I said, my colleague Joe Pizzorno dropped a book in February called The Toxin Solution, and there was an article in the Huffington Post that really environmental toxins are the number one driver of all chronic health issues in our country. And the way that we can turn this around is just going to, well, like you said, I mean, you're talking my language as far as, well, diagnosis first. So being able to understand, identify, and treat the cause, right? So exactly. Understanding that it's there. And I think that we just are so used to taking things for granted. I mean, you're talking and I'm, you know, my setup here on this podcast is I'm looking at the desk that I had put together about a year ago. And I know that the way that this desk was made, the particulate in it, it's like it has off gas, and I'm sure that I've been breathing that in. I know that the floors, you know, there's so much construction going on in the area that I live in, these sort of high rises with the retailer underneath. And I've talked to people that have been inside, and they talk about the materials that are very cheap that they're using to continue to build all of these, you know, sort of modern places. And I'm sure all of those things, you know, you start to think about it, and it becomes overwhelming because, you know, I've always made the analogy, you know, it's not like I'll date myself and say, like, this is not a Silkwood, you know, exposure or Chernobyl or, you know, where all of, it's this everyday low on a low level basis that accumulates over time. And I think that's the big thing. And so our jobs, if we can, is just to be able to be aware and then reduce exposure wherever we can. There are some things that are out of our control, but I think the key point for folks is to really take control of what is in control. And I think Home Lab really helps. I think helps practitioners like myself help my patients do this, and people do it. So I think it's great. Now, where do people go for help? I mean, this is a lot of information, and I know, you know, people that wake up with headaches, or they have eczema that is sort of undetermined, respiratory issues, eye, ear, nose irritation. These are all signs that, you know, they could be pointing to the fact that the culprit is inside their home. What's the first step for folks to increase this awareness, get a proper diagnosis? What's the action step for them?
Yeah, so, you know, I think, so at homelab.com, you can read about the service. We're making it as low cost as possible just to make sure that everyone can have a healthy home. And, you know, we include a monitor so you can see what the diagnosis is. We walk you through your home so you can look at the characteristics that may be helping or hindering your healthy environment. We all want our homes to be a sanctuary, as you said before. And it's also, we're also now working with the American Lung Association as a result, which we're very proud to be partners with. And, you know, this program will be a American Lung Association program soon. Now, you know, in the meantime, there are some very short-term steps that everyone can take, and some general rules of thumb that you can you know, look at. And so, you know, most homes are not ventilated well enough, and so increasing ventilation typically improves air quality, especially since, you know, indoor environments are more polluted than outdoor. Now, there are some caveats to that, but that's a general rule of thumb. And then the other is you know, making sure that any of your fabric or soft goods inside your home are cleaned on a regular basis. So carpet, couches, curtains, etc. This is important for three reasons. One is you know, there's been a lot of research on how these act as dust mite reservoirs, dust mites being the most common allergen that we know of. Then two is that these also act as particle reservoirs. So the fine particulates come in, get trapped in these items, and then become airborne, and then we breathe them in, causing health issues. And then three, they've also found that 9 out of 10 homes now have toxic dust. And what they mean by that is what happens is that the products that we use contain these chemicals that then either off-gas or degrade and then collect in the dust inside our homes. So phenol, phthalates, fire retardants, fragrance chemicals. So these soft or fabric goods inside the home also act as reservoirs for that. And so there's three really good reasons why you know, dust and dust mite prevention should be looked at. And so, you know, and we can, you know, help guide you. You know, we are, you know, we're here to essentially support and see, you know, that reduction of pollutants go down. And on average, people who go through the program see a 36% reduction in PM 2.5 or fine particulates, and almost a 20% reduction in VOCs. And, you know, and this is just through modifying your behaviors and some low cost, you know, improvements that anyone can make.
I love it. I mean, so Nate Bellino, this is awesome. I'm just going to, for the listeners, you got to go to it, homelab.com. There's an incredible free ebook so you can get started, but the awareness is everything. I think once you understand low cost, changing your behaviors, you can help reduce exposure to the environmental pollutions that are actually living inside your own home. So be aware. And I think it was Maya Angelou that says, when we know better, hopefully we do better. And that's what we all, I think, need to be doing on a daily basis, locally and globally. So Nate, listen, thank you so much for the work that you do. My continued support and shout out to you and your family, your wife especially, congratulations. And hey, I want to ask you this. Have you ever heard of a company called Airbiotics?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so they're, it's a probiotic cleaning solution. And I think, I'm talking off the top of my head here, but I do think from where I read some case studies, it was actually about reducing the, oh gosh, I should probably have them on or have you on together, because I do think that it's, the case studies were reducing dust mites, reducing, and it's all, like I said, it's a probiotic cleanser. You mix it up. I use it here. And you know, a lot of cleaning solutions, obviously there's alternatives that we can make healthier, right? Because that is definitely an exposure. Absolutely. That is definitely a contributing factor to the overall exposure that we get from these toxins, and if you can use them. But I have to say myself, I've tried to, you know, mix up the vinegar and the lemon, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just not as effective. But the Herbiotics product really is quite effective on glass, on all surfaces, and it's really healthy. And I think it does, and it has been proven even in a hospital setting, to decrease the amount of these environmental toxins. And so I just wanted to, it kind of came to my mind. So if you didn't know about them, I wanted to let you know about them. And so, all right, folks, no, homelab.com. Yeah. All right, reducing pollution in your home, Nate Bellino, homelab.com. Go there, get your free ebook, and clean up your home. All right, this is Dr. Holly Lucille signing off from Mindful Medicine. I will have you back next time, and I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. And listen, if you like this podcast, go over to iTunes, rate it. We'll increase our community. Just helping people open their own minds so we can take all this information that's out there. You can put it in your system, right? Your system, your mind that's open, and make good decisions, solid decisions for you and your family. All right, until next time. Thanks.